Well, if the past couple of years has taught us anything, it's taught us that mindfulness and self-care is really important. So you might be interested in these coming up in just over a week or so's time. They are mindful, naturally mindful in nature workshops taking place in the Nightingale Community Garden. They're on a Saturday morning. I'm joined on the line by David Lynch. David is a well-being trainer, a mindfulness coach, and he's a gardener. David, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be here, Neil.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So, the Nightingale Community Garden, for those who don't know, whereabouts in Cambridge is it and what goes on there?
Yeah, it's a little haven on the south side of the city, Neil, quite close to Addenbrookes. And if you didn't know it was there, you'd never meet it. It's on the edge of Nightingale Park, so literally 5 minutes' walk from Addenbrookes. And it used to be the bowling green, which became defunct. And so the council said to a group of volunteers, would you like to take it over and make it into a community garden? That was about 15 years ago.
Wow. And so is it a formal garden, or is it it's sort of divvied up into to wild areas and cultivated areas?
Yeah, it's a mixture of those things. So there's some nice beds with lovely flowers. There's some vegetable beds. There's areas for children to play in. There's a bugs mansion. There's a little playhouse. So it's very activities and sort of community development oriented.
Sounds wonderful. And have you been involved in it for some time then, have you? Is it, you say you're a gardener. I take it you garden there as well, do you?
Yeah, I do. I came to the area about a year ago, and that's how I discovered them and found out that they've got a group of volunteers. So I joined the volunteers gardening, and that's how I got to know them. They were interested in my well-being sessions and said, look, why don't we partner up and host them here? So we're combining the sort of healing of the garden and being in its beauty. And it's so beautifully nurtured, you know, just being in there makes you feel better. And then combine that with mindfulness activities is like a double whammy.
Sounds wonderful. Especially, and you've done this on a Saturday morning. So I mean, hopefully most people can find some space in their day. I know life is very hectic nowadays, but we have learnt the importance of just stopping and decompressing, haven't we? And just sort of letting it all out. So what's going to happen in these workshops?
Yeah, you're right. We chose Saturday morning because we thought, yeah, most people could make it on a Saturday morning. And the workshop, it's a bit of a hybrid model. So if people have done formal mindfulness training before, it's not quite like that. So what it is, it's a bit of group work, getting people together, initially talking about, you know, how are they managing stress? How are they managing anxiety? How are you coming out of post-COVID? And then I do a little briefing on mindfulness practice, do a little practice. And then once people have got a hang of what the basics is, I send them out into the garden. They go and find themselves a little corner on a bench. Some of them just lie down in the grass. And then they've got 20 minutes for this sort of silent reflection, doing some breathing exercises and basically tuning into, you know, looking after themselves.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like an absolutely right thing at the right time. Is this aimed at particular levels? I'm going to say it doesn't sound like it's aimed at particular levels of fitness or anything. It just sounds like it is something for all ages, is it?
You know, one of the things I like about mindfulness is that it's about being. It's not about doing.
Right.
So, you know, regardless of your fitness ability, it's good for you. It's good for people, you know, who are disabled. It's good for people who have got poor mobility. But as we know, it's also very good for young people. You know, the latest research is saying that young people are struggling more and more with mental health since all the lockdowns. And this model, I mean, it's not for children, by the way, it's young adults, is as appropriate for them as for anyone else.
Well, you say that. I mean, young adults, as you say, the stresses of social media, the stresses of exams, the stresses of accommodation and work. And they, it is. Mm. It strikes me when I watch my own children, it's like, goodness me, I never ran at that pace. And it is, you can crash and burn, can't you, very quickly.
Exactly. I mean, you know, mindfulness practice and teaching is just about pausing. It's about pausing and stopping and not being on social media and not talking. And that sounds simple. But, you know, when do you sit in silence, not talking, not looking at your phone and just listening to the sounds of nature. It's as simple as that. It's very simple. It's just that we never do it.
And is this intended as a sort of an introduction to a new way of life? Is it that people should come along to these workshops, try this out, and then do more of it on their own or in conjunction with you or with others?
You know, the reason why I've developed this hybrid model, which is 2 hours in a garden on a Saturday morning, is because many people don't come on the full mindfulness training courses. They say, I'm too busy to do a mindfulness course. So I thought, right, let's get some taster workshops going. And those who think, you know what, this works brilliant for me. You know, some of them come out of this workshop and say, I feel totally different after that. They're the ones who might say, do you know what, I would sign up for 4 weeks. So yeah, it's a taster. It gives you a flavor. And some people go, do you know, it was enjoyable, but I don't think I'd do it ever again. And that's fine.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so the first one is coming up on the 23rd of July, and you've got some further dates in August.
Yeah, I've got a couple more in August. I've got the 13th of August and the 27th, again, Saturday mornings. And then, of course, depending on how popular they are, I'll put on some autumn ones because, you know, in Cambridge, we generally get good autumn. So we should still be good to be outside with a jumper on.
Excellent. Now, is there a limit on numbers on something like this? I guess...
Yeah, no. Very much so, 15 maximum. So it's good to book. You can book by going onto the Nightingale Garden website. So there's details there, or you just email me and request a space whenever you which one you want to go on.
Fantastic. What we'll do, David, is we'll put your email address in the podcast details on the website. But that sounds like a great way of doing it. For yourself, how did you get into it? Did you? You know, some people get driven into this through their own path and did that happen to you, or did you just think, no, I'm going to get this right from the start?
Exactly. I was a senior manager in a charity, and the doctor said, you've got to do some lifestyle changes, David, or you're going to be on blood pressure tablets for the rest of your life. I listened to him. I went and found out my local yoga and mindfulness center, and I started learning, and that was 20 years ago, and I'm still alive.
There we go. That's the way to do it. Well, there we are. Naturally Mindful in Nature workshops. They're taking place at the Nightingale Community Garden. You can find out more at nightingalegarden.org.uk. That's Saturday the 23rd, then the 13th and the 27th of August. David, thank you so, David, and thank you so much for coming on. Just talking to you has made me feel more relaxed. Thanks for coming on, and hopefully for good weather in 10 days or so's time.
Great. Lovely. Nice to meet you, Neil.